A poll released Thursday by Quinnipiac University shows voters prefer former Governor Charlie Crist to current Governor Rick Scott, 47-40%. But while Crist remains ahead, it shows as the months go by, Scott is narrowing the gap. In March, Crist led by 16 percentage points and in June by 10. Now in November, it's 7, says Quinnipiac University Polling Institute Assistant Director Peter Brown.
The good news for Charlie Crist is he's ahead, and being ahead is always better than being behind. The bad news for Charlie Crist and the good news for Rick Scott is that the margin continues to decline.
Still, Scott's approval remains low, with just 42% happy with the job he's doing, 47% disapprove. But Brown says for Scott to get reelected, he needs to convince voters Crist is not a good governor.
And also needs to convince voters on that question about pragmatist versus lacking core beliefs. If Scott can do that, that's the road, potential road to victory for him. If he can't convince voters that Crist wasn't a good governor, then he's going to have a problem.
Crist also leads his Democratic primary opponent, Nan Rich, 60% to 12%, but she says she's not fazed, even though she admits the election is about name recognition.
Former Governor Crist has run 5 times statewide, so, I am obviously having to work hard to get people to know my name.
The poll also shows Scott beating Rich 43-35%, were she to win the primary. Still, Rich says that those numbers vary depending on what poll you look at.
Again, it's getting my name recognition up. And there was another poll that was out, a PPP poll, that actually had the two of us in the statistical dead heat. So, those numbers fluctuate.
But there are other measures of sorts which suggest support for a candidate, including fundraising numbers. Another area Rich trails Crist by a large margin. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.